Senza se non c'è, mi dispiace se ci fosse stata l'intervista del dottor Mairola del servizio di January 26, 2013. Patient name is Christina Mora Peterson, that's KRISTINE space MORE dash PETERSON. This operation is 07041969. Please copy the primary care physician details from page 1 of December 20, 2012. We had the pleasure of seeing Mrs. Peterson or Cadillac today. We don't know if she's a very pleasant. 43 years old, African American lady with a pulmonary disease, and for hypertension, SLE, and MS. She also has a history of DVTs with episode of CVA, two episodes of CVA. The recent one was in May 2012. She also has a pulmonary disease for fibromyalgia and COPD. We are choosing our cardiac need today for follow-up with the patient. We have today with the patient to say that she's relatively doing well. Period. However, she has been complaining of shortness of breath and mild to moderate exertion. Period. She also complains of episodic headaches. Period. She denies any light tightness or vertigo. She denies any chest pain or subnormal proximal tenor. This period, she denies any palpitations, recovery to capture, as also as not a question. Period. She denies any lower extremity pain, intermittent claudication, clinical achievement, varicose veins, or swelling period. She is followed by her primary care physician. She is compliant with her medication period. She has fast medication, number of hypertension, period number, SLE period, number fibromyalgia period, number MS period, number history of DVTs period, number CVA 2x2. Last episode was in May 2012. With no residual signs, period, next number, COPD on home oxygen therapy, period, next number, SVT, period, next paragraph, past surgical history, non-contributed, period, next paragraph, social history, the patient does not smoke, drink alcohol, using illicit drugs, period, next paragraph, family history, non-contributed, period, next paragraph. Allergies, the patient is allergic to number 1, latex, period number, cibro, period number, penicillin, period number, sulfur-containing medication, period number, Bactrim, period number, adhesive. Period number, current medications, please copy the current medication list from page 2 of December 20, 2012 chart, and please, the number 16, cause are 50 milligrams, period. The patient said that she is taking more medication, however, she does not recall the exact name. She was asked to bring the exact medication list on the next visit. Period. Next.
It's not about the food, we're just here for Muhammad.
Paragraph physical examination by the side of the visit, his blood pressure is 131 over 86, his pulse is 69 beats per minute, his weight is 162 pounds, and his height is 5 feet 5 inches, period. Sorry, hair. Okay. Please copy the normal physical finding template. Period, next paragraph, diagnostic investigations, number 1. Lab test done on December 22nd, 2012, showing sodium 135, potassium 4.5, chloride 102, carbon dioxide 22N, hemoglobin A1C of 5.6. Urea natrium is 17, creatinine is 0.9, hemoglobin 12.6, hematocrit 37.2, MCV 89.4, platelets 378,000. Period number 2D transatlantic echocardiography done on December 20, 2012, showing normal left ventricular systolic function, ejection fraction 55-56%, period dilatation was mighty dilated, period. There is mild concentric left ventricular hypertrophy, and there is a trace to mild physiological pulmonary regurgitation. Period. Next number, please copy the following diagnostic investigations from page 3 of December 20, 2012 chart: renal vascular ultrasound, DLCO slash pulmonary function test, venous ultrasound, and stress test. Period. Next, we have assessment and plan number 1. shortness of breath. Today, the patient was complaining of mild shortness of breath. She said that her shortness of breath is becoming much better since the last time period. On the last visit, the patient was referred to the emergency department of the hospital, where she stayed for 2 weeks, and she was diagnosed with having severe COPD. And currently, she is on oxygen therapy at home. Period, her recent 2-day echocardiography, which was done on December 20, 2012, showed a normal left ventricular systolic function with a fracture of 55% to 60%, and only a trace to mild amount of physiological pulmonary regurgitation period. Currently, the patient is following her primary care physician, pulmonologist regarding this matter, and we encourage her to continue following up with them. Period. Next, number hypertension, the patient is 131/83, which is well controlled. Period. She is to continue the same medication regimen, adhere to strict close water level of data, and continue to monitor her blood pressure reading with the next follow-up visit. Period. Next number, coronary artery disease screening. The patient most recent stress test, which showed that in February 2012, was negative for any disease or ischemia period. On the visit, she is chest pain free period. However, she has been complaining of shortness of breath upon exertion period. And this is most likely due to her COPD period. Her recent 2-day echocardiography showed normal left ventricular systolic function of ejection fracture of 55% to 60% period. We'll continue to monitor her for any abnormalities regarding this matter on the next follow-up visit and manage her equipment period. Meanwhile, she is to continue the same medication regimen period. Next number, history of DVTs. The patient was reported to have a history of DVTs. At this time, she is not taking any anticoagulation. We'll continue to monitor her period. Next number, CVA. The patient has a history of 2 episodes of CVA. There is one was a long time ago. The other one, the second one was in May 2012. Which is a resolved period. We will continue to follow up with her regarding the matter, and she is to follow up with her primary care physician as well, period. Next, number of the patients, SLE, the patient is a known case of SLE. She is also a known case of fibromyalgia. She is to follow up with her Dr. Dar for regarding this matter. Period. COPD. The patient was recently diagnosed as having COPD, and she's on oxygen, on home oxygen therapy period. She's to follow up with her pulmonologist regarding this matter. Period. Next number, SVT. The patient has a history of SVT. Period on TV. She denies any palpitations, recovery, and coronary attacks. Period. We'll continue to monitor her close and follow up with her regarding this matter. Period. Next paragraph. Thank you very much for supervising the care of Mrs. Peterson. Period. The phone number I'm provided for her to go to the question or concerns at that time. Period. See her back in our clinic in 2 months or so if necessary. Period. Meanwhile, she is expected to continue seeing her primary care physician at the good of healthcare. Period. The paragraph. Thank you very much. This is the next paragraph. I'm Mohammed Hussain. That's MOHA MD, Special SSN, Medical Student, Dictator for Dr. Mahir Alder. Please present the dictation.